Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Hey, I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
Maybe you know us from our daily YouTube show, Good Mythical Morning.
But this is a little trailer for our podcast, Ear Biscuits, where two lifelong friends talk about life for a long time.
And nothing is off limits. We talk about our sex lives, our mental health journeys, but we try to never take ourselves too seriously.
So we invite you to not do the same, or to do the same. We invite you to listen. Follow and listen to Ear Biscuits.
Now for free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
She is an award-winning chef. She has written a number of different things, including The Basic Art of Italian Cooking, Holidays and Special Occasions, now in its second edition. As a matter of fact, one of the things she does is she actually has a cookbook that focuses on the winter holidays with a chapter on Carnival, which leads right into the Easter season. So if we're thinking about your Easter celebration, who better then Maria Liberati to join us here on KDKA to make sure we get it all right. Maria, how are you?
Great, thank you. I'm in a springy mood. You know, Easter's here and spring, and oh, I love this time of year.
Absolutely. Well, she was a longtime PBS television host as well, in addition to giving us a way that we can think about wonderful food options as we head into this holiday. Is it too late to make changes to your menu, even if you think you knew what you were going to have? I mean, is it still okay to be working on that a couple days ahead of time?
Yeah, it's still okay. Just the one thing I tell people for any holiday, don't try to make something that you've never made before and it's going to really frazzle you out. So, you know, and that may just not turn out correctly. Pick something simple and, you know, easy, delicious. There are so many things that you can choose to make that are really easy and nothing complicated, yes. So you still have time.
One of the things that I love about your approach to cooking is that you are also being considerate of the work, the person doing the work in the kitchen, that you don't want to be stressed out by cooking something you've not done before. You don't want your guests to go away feeling like they didn't get something that they really enjoyed. And I think that oftentimes gets overlooked. We're so concerned with the presentation, so concerned about whether everybody loves it, we don't worry about whether the cook or the cooks who are doing it are going to be stressed out about it.
Exactly. That is exactly right. And there's so many really simple, easy dishes that you can make so you don't get all stressed out. And, you know, one of my favorite things to do, of course, we grew up doing this, is if you have family over, try to make it like a family kind of event where everybody helps in the kitchen. Create memories that way.
So what is going to be on your table? Can you share what you are going to do? Are you cooking for Easter?
Yes, I am. Well, I'm eating with family, so everybody kind of cooks something, but I'm doing an asparagus risotto with asparagus, obviously, and mushrooms and truffle oil, Parmigiano Reggiano. That's our main course, is the asparagus risotto. So that is my dish that I will be doing. And then I do a couple of different desserts. I have a strawberries and cream recipe, which actually is online. It's really, it's a very easy dish to make. And that's the dessert I will be bringing. Yes.
So what is it about the holidays that you enjoy from a culinary perspective? Is it putting something out there that people that do you know that they like? Or is it a way that you can say, okay, I've worked on this a couple of different times. I know that I'm comfortable making it, and it's an opportunity to give them something they haven't had before. You're confident in it, but it's something they haven't had before. Where do you come down on that?
Yes, definitely. I love doing that. In fact, this is my asparagus risotto. I have a young niece that I made this for her last year. It was the first time I made it. And she now loves it, which I'm really surprised because, you know, kids are really finicky. And mm-hmm. She actually asked for it this year. So, yes, I do love doing that. And sometimes there are dishes that you do make for the holidays that, you know, you have a little more time to spend. As I said, I don't want people to be stressed out and think they have to spend 10 hours in the kitchen. But if you know, sometimes there are dishes that you don't always make every day of the week. So it's nice to have a special dish and a special time to eat them and share with family and or friends.
Have you got a few things just off the top of your head, some simple recipes that you really, really like for this time of year? I mean, some things if people are looking for some last minute ideas for them to go to your cookbook and check it out. What are some of the ones that you would recommend?
Sure. Well, I have actually, they can go to my YouTube channel, and I have a strawberries and cream recipe, which is really, really easy. It's a cream that's made, you'll see it on, very easy to make with ricotta. And it tells people if you don't want to make an angel food cake, you can just get an angel food cake. And, fresh strawberries. And then there's a very simple ricotta cream that you can make. But risotto is a very easy dish to make. And it looks like it's so special, which it really is. But it's a very easy dish to make. Not many ingredients. Just, the main thing is that you have to get really good ingredients, carnaroli or arborio rice. Broth, the chicken or vegetable broth, extra virgin olive oil, leeks or onions, and then whatever else you want to put in the risotto. As I said, we're doing asparagus, mushrooms with some truffle oil, but you can really do it with any vegetable that you like. You just add that in halfway through the cooking of the risotto, and it's such a special dish. And if you really want to bump up the flavor, you can add in about a cup of dry white wine before you add in the broth. Mm. So the alcohol will boil off, but you'll get you'll taste it. You'll get this flavor, this really unbelievable flavor. It just really bumps up the flavor of the risotto. That's one of my favorite things.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
One of the things that I've always enjoyed when I watch either your YouTube channel or some of the other things that you have done in your show is that you are always in tune with which ingredients are best at that time of year. I mean, are there certain things that here we are late March in Western Pennsylvania that you're saying, hey, if you're going to go to Giant Eagle, you're going to go to the store this weekend, Cocoon's Market or whatever, these are things you should be looking for. Where are we seasonally right now as far as things you really like?
Yes, asparagus. That's why I've picked asparagus. Asparagus are great this time of the year. So, you know, you definitely want to go with the asparagus. Some of the, you know, there's apples are kind of on the way out if you're looking to make some kind of dessert. And, you know, there's pears, and we're kind of in between the like pears and peaches thing. So the peaches, not quite there yet. Cherries are just coming out. But, you know, my money is definitely on asparagus. That is really something that's out there. Of course, a lot of the supermarkets have things that are not really in season. They get them from all over the place.
Sure.
But asparagus are definitely one of my top picks for this time of the year.
Do you always stay with Italian foods for Easter, or do you sometimes veer away from that and try to do something a little different than your sweet spot?
I have to say, just because it's a tradition and family, and we love to kind of honor the memories that we have. So for holidays like Easter, Christmas, New Year's, it's usually a traditional lasagna or a risotto or something that just happens to be Italian because it, you know, it's from our tradition, our family tradition. So there's generally mostly, you know, an Italian dish in the meal. Yes.
Any so chance that you're Italian. Looking for Scotch Irish people to adopt? I mean, even just for this weekend, you wouldn't have to keep me through, you know, more than maybe the middle of April.
That's fine. That's fine. Hey, you know what? We're used to having tables filled with people, and for us it's like the more the merrier. So
I'm really good at doing dishes. I mean, I'll earn my keep, I promise.
Yes, hey, that's one thing I do not like to do. So yep, there you go. Have to do the dishes.
Well, Maria, happy Easter to you, and thank you so much for your inspiration as we're heading into an important holiday, and one that I know a lot of people do stress about exactly what's going to be on their table. We appreciate you making it so easy for us. Again, if you want to know more about what she is doing, she is currently hosting the Maria Liberati Show. It's available on all your podcast platforms that are out there. And to get her tips, again, remember the book, the cookbook series, The Basic Art of Italian Cooking. You can visit her website, which is marialiberati.com. Maria, thanks for being here.
Thank you, and happy Easter also.
I appreciate it. Wonderful, wonderful suggestions from somebody who knows what she is doing.
Hey, I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
Maybe you know us from our daily YouTube show, Good Mythical Morning.
But this is a little trailer for our podcast, Ear Biscuits, where two lifelong friends talk about life for a long time.
And nothing is off limits. We talk about our sex lives, our mental health journeys, but we try to never take ourselves too seriously.
So we invite you to not do the same, or to do the same. We invite you to listen. Follow and listen to Ear Biscuits.
Now for free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.